Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is July the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ecclesiastes chapters 1 to 3. God has put eternity in our hearts. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 9 to 11 like this. What profit has a worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. The question asked by King Solomon in the above passage is the same question that he had asked earlier in chapter 1 verse 3. The answer to this question is that all of life unfolds the appointment of God. All the toils of humankind cannot change the times, circumstances, and control of events that God has reserved to himself. Eternity may refer to the desire and capacity people have to understand God. God's works will never be fully known. This does not mean that since we cannot understand life's riddles, life is without meaning. However, God has made everything beautiful in his time. This statement is one of the most important declarations in the Old Testament. It not only affirms God's sovereignty, but also his compassion. Everything that God makes or that happens is a gift of God, purposeful, to be desired, and appropriate for us. God has also set eternity in our hearts. God has created us with the ability to appreciate the importance of what he is doing, even though it is beyond us to reason out the significance of each event. However, in the spirit of Romans 8:28, we know that God is working all things together for our good only. In a world controlled by God and not us, there is nothing better for us to do than to enjoy the things that are present and leave the future to God. Solomon has concluded that God has made everything beautiful for us, and there is an appropriate time for each activity. God's works and ways are inscrutable to us, and there is no way in which we can solve the riddle of creation, providence, or the consummation of the universe apart from a revelation from God. We cannot comprehend the great whole, but only the parts. Nevertheless, God is working with the whole universe, and only in eternity will we discover and understand the divine design. In the final analysis, God has given us a desire for eternity, and so we cannot be satisfied with what is merely temporal. When we recognize our tragic limitations, we are more open to the message of God's supreme control. Let us therefore walk gently and humbly before God. The more we know about God, the more humble we will be as we recognize our own limitations and accept them as a fact of life. Let us accept our limitations today and know that we cannot comprehend eternity fully. Let us also accept God's perfect timing for events that happen in our lives and serve him alone with godly reverence and humility. Remember, God has put eternity in our hearts for this reason alone. We read the words of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 57 verse 15 like this. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.